I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this week's episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast.
We certainly can increase your healthy lifespan so that the gap, that 20 years of disability, we can shorten that gap between healthy lifespan and total lifespan, whatever the total is. That's the goal. That's the primary goal. My suggestion, as opposed to taking a little extra caffeine or nicotine and getting buzzed a bit, you know, and functioning better for a little while until you crash from it, you know. Set the pace, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. On this show, we interview incredible experts that help you align your life and achieve success and health without the hustle and grind. So we have a very special guest. He's coming to us all the way from Italy. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, Dr. Tom O'Brien. Thank you, Rebecca. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for the invitation.
You are so welcome. I'm going to tell my audience a little bit about you, and then we're going to have a very interesting conversation about health and especially the gut-brain axis. So when it comes to getting healthy, Dr. Tom O'Brien's goal for you is to make it easy to do the right thing. He's an internationally recognized, admired, and compassionate speaker. He focuses on food sensitivities, environmental toxins, and autoimmune diseases. Through his powerful teachings, his patients and his audiences learn how they got sick and to understand the path to health. So, Dr. Tom, we hear a lot about the gut being our second brain. Can you explain exactly how the gut-brain axis works and why it's so crucial for our mental and emotional well-being?
Yes. Well, I believe it was Professor Michael Gershon from Princeton, 1999, that he published the book, The Second Brain. And in that book, he told us over 25 years ago that for every message from the brain going down telling the gut what to do, there are 9 messages from the gut going up, telling the brain what to do. And there's a number of pathways by which it occurs. The most recognized one, I can't say the most important one because we don't know that, but the most recognized one is that the bacteria in your gut produce exhaust. Mm-hmm. You know, if you exercise too hard, the next day your bicep muscle is sore, you know that's lactic acid.
Yes.
That's just the exhaust of your muscle cells, and drink some water in a day or two, you'll be fine, right? It's just the exhaust. The bacteria in your gut all produce exhaust. They're called short-chain fatty acids, nucleic acids. There's a number of compounds all produced by the bacteria in your gut. So if you've got a dominance of good bacteria, then the messages, the exhaust of the good bacteria activates the genes throughout your body, the genes of anti-inflammation. It's like the first time you heard that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. You know, the first time. It's like, wow, what a great song. But if you have a dominance of bad bacteria in your gut, the exhaust of the bad bacteria activates the genes of inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that 14 of the 15 top causes of death, according to the CDC, are chronic inflammatory diseases. It's always inflammation, except for unintentional injuries. Everything else is inflammation. So if you've got too much of the bad bacteria in your gut, the exhaust of that bad bacteria, 36% of all of the small molecules in your bloodstream are the exhaust of the bacteria in your gut.
So over one third of everything in your bloodstream are these messengers coming from the bacteria in your gut. And they go to every cell of your body. And they turn your genes on for better kidney function. They turn your genes on for better hearing. They turn your genes on for better liver detoxification. Every system of your body, your genes get activated primarily, of course, by the environment in general, but primarily by the exhaust of the bacteria in your gut.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was Dr. Gershon that showed us 25 years ago, the ratio is 9-1. So the hormones of your brain called neurotransmitters are not really hormones, but for our discussion, the hormones of your brain, how much of this one, how much of that one, all of that balance is regulated. The medical term is modulated. And all that means is has its hands on the steering wheel, determining
right.
where the car is going, right? That's all modulated by the exhaust of the bacteria in your gut. That's the gut-brain connection.
So for every one function the brain does in the body, the gut has 9 functions. That's what you're saying.
In the brain. In the brain. It's got 9. The ratio is 9-1 in messages that activate different activity in your cells.
So there's 9 messages in the... Explain that again. There's 9 messages in the gut that activate something in your brain?
There's 9-fold more messaging going up from the gut, telling the brain what to do, how much serotonin to make,
Okay.
how much melatonin to make. The ratio is 9-1.
Versus the brain going to the gut?
The gut, and telling the gut to work and make more digestive enzymes.
Okay. So the gut really is responsible for our health.
It's a rational discussion to talk about, well, maybe this is the first brain in the gut, not the second brain. You know, that so much control is of our entire body function, your heart rate, the strength of contractions of your heart muscle. The microbiome in your gut has modulating effects on all of it.
So what are some common signs that our gut-brain axis is out of alignment?
Depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, mental fatigue, a lack of luster, sluggishness, the things that so many of us suffer from, and we're not quite sure why, you know, and we try to put an understanding to it. And then if you also have any gut symptoms, whether it's bloating or gas or just an upset feeling or constipation or diarrhea, that's a slam dunk that we have to evaluate the gut, Mrs. Patient, in the process of looking at why your teenage daughter has depression right now. We have to also look at the gut.
So what you're saying is if your teenage daughter has depression, you could fix her gut instead of put her on antidepressants?
Well, you may need some kind of medication for a while just to keep them functioning well or to keep any of us functioning well. I'm not saying not anti-medication, but it's not a medication deficiency that's causing the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not also looking at where's the problem coming from, then you're going to be dependent on the medication. But that cycle of inflammation, see, if you pull at a chain, the chain always breaks at the weakest link. Always.
Yes.
It can be at one end, the middle, the other end. It's your heart, your brain, your liver, your kidneys. Wherever the weak link is. And the weak link is determined by two things. By your genetics and a geek term, antecedents. How you live your life. If you eat tuna fish twice a week, you likely have mercury toxicity because most of the tuna has mercury in it. That's an antecedent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the weak link in your chain is determined by the deck of cards that you were dealt, your genetics, and how you live your life. But the pull on the chain, the pull where the weak link is going to break, it's inflammation. 14 of the 15 top causes of death are chronic inflammatory diseases. Pulling on the chain, pulling on the chain, pulling on the chain. And for your partner, it might be diabetes. For you, it might be hormone imbalances and perimenopausal symptoms. For someone else, it might be depression. For someone else, it might be recurrent bladder infections. For a younger person, it might be recurrent miscarriages. But it's always inflammation that has to be looked at in the midst of whatever other protocols you're doing. You have to look and see, how am I throwing gasoline on the fire? And is it gasoline or kerosene?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it coming from? Is it mold or gluten sensitivity? Is it bacterial infection or viruses? Where is it coming from? You have to identify the source of inflammation. Because, see, inflammation is, Mrs. Patient, your immune system is the armed forces in your body. It's there to protect you. There's an army, a navy, an air force, a marines, a coast guard. We call them IgA, IgG, IgE, cytokines. There's a number of different branches of the armed forces, but they're there to protect you. And when they're activated to protect you, the only way that they can protect you, the only way is to produce inflammation. That's what your immune system does. So the question is, what is it trying to protect you from?
Right. And how do we find out? Through testing?
In God we trust. All others require data. Right. So it's testing. It's
yes.
Knowing what tests to do. And there's now the technology has improved so much. You know, I do this on stage quite often. You know, I'll say, you know, in 1990, if I had told you, you know, 25 years from now, 30 years from now, I'm going to have this black thing in my hand, size of a wallet. You know, and I'm just going to run my finger across it a little bit. If I just, I mean, there's no buttons here, but if I just push on the screen, I can tell you in 5 seconds that the air particulate matter in Chicago today is 98. Not a good day to exercise outside. Too much particulate matter. Here, where I am in northern Italy, it's 71. That's in the yellow zone. That's not good. In San Antonio, it's 18. Great day to be outside on your bicycle in San Antonio. In other words, I can tell you anything you want to know in a matter of seconds because I've got the encyclopedia of the world in my hand. We take that for granted today. But if I had told you that in 1990, you would have thought I was watching too much Star Trek.
Exactly.
Yes.
So my
point on that is that technology improves.
Yeah.
The technology in laboratory medicine improves. But the laboratory medicine that most hospitals and most doctors are using for the everyday screening tests, are you healthy, not healthy? The technology is from 1990, 2000, maybe 2010, 20, 30 years old. You know, it's good tests, but nowhere near the accuracy of the cutting edge science that's available today.
So what tests should we be getting to see? And I know we talked before the show, you want me to get a couple tests and come back on the show because I've been dealing with some low thyroid stuff. What are the tests that I'm going to get and that my audience should be getting to see if their gut brain axis is working?
Well, really good question. So it depends on a person's symptoms and their history, as the doctor has to get a sense of what likely has caused the progression of whatever this person is presenting with. You know, and that's a really good history. And I take 5 years. I want to see the last 5 years of records before I ever talk to a patient. But in general, there are some entry level, not that they're simple, but that for most people will have the biggest effect, the biggest benefit. There are some entry level tests because most of us are suffering from similar things mm-hmm. in one form or another. So the first test is called the Neural Zoomer Plus. Neural Zoomer Plus, because you zoom in on the problem. The next one is the Wheat Zoomer, because it looks at wheat and gluten, but also it's the most comprehensive test for something called leaky gut. So you find out that every autoimmune patient, autoimmunity is the gateway in the development of autoimmunity is a leaky gut that has to be there for years. And perhaps we'll talk about that. We'll get into it. The third test is the gut Zoomer to look at the gut. How many good guys? How many bad guys? How's digestion? How much inflammation in the gut is going on? And the fourth test is called the total tox burden, TOX, total tox burden, which looks at 18 heavy metals, lead, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, all that kind of thing. 28 mycotoxins, because mold is such a problem for people today, more than ever before, and 53 different chemicals, organophosphates, the pesticides that are on our fruits and vegetables. So when you do those four tests, you have a really good big picture view of where someone's likely primary fuel on the fire is coming from.
Does it test for plastics too, the tox test?
Yes.
That's good, because I heard that we're all carrying so many plastics in our body because everything is touching plastic. Everything.
You know, it's a very big problem. I'm doing talks right now. Actually, I leave in a couple of days for Toronto, and I'm doing talks on plastic in the brain. And a paper came out last year from Karolinska Institute, very famous research center in Europe, in Sweden. And they looked at three different companies of bottled water, and they bought 1 liter bottles off the shelves of each of these three companies. The average number of micro and nanoplastics in each bottle was 240,000 in one bottle of water. 240,000 nanoparticles of plastic that go right through your gut into your bloodstream, right through the blood-brain barrier into your brain, activating inflammation in your brain. Very common.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to know how we get these metals and plastics and all this crap out of our bodies so we can have less inflammation. Thanks for listening, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast, and we'll be right back.
Let's be real. It shouldn't feel so hard to feel just functional. You eat right, you move your body, you check all the boxes, but if you're still hitting that midday crash or waking up feeling already drained, your body might need cellular support. That's where Vita Essentials comes in. It's a cutting-edge NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD, the molecule that powers your cells and fuels your energy. This isn't a quick fix. It's a long-term mitochondrial strength in every capsule. So if you want sustained energy for clear focus and real vitality, try Vita Essentials and feel that shift from the inside out. Go to the show notes to grab your discount code. I have tried a lot of skincare in my day, but nothing has felt this good. Skin to Mind isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling good in your own skin. Every morning I start with Optimist, a light refreshing spray that wakes up my skin and my mood. Then I smooth on my New Day Serum and instantly I feel brighter, more lifted, and more me. It's like showing up to your day already aligned. And at night, I melt into new night, the most luxurious part of my wind down routine. It calms me, softens me, and it helps me let go of my day while my skin drinks in an all-natural, scientifically proven product. This isn't just skincare. It's a ritual, a reset, a reminder, a return to yourself. If you're craving glow, ease, and a deeper kind of self-care, go to the show notes and grab your discount code. Skin to Mind will change the way you treat your skin and yourself. Imagine this, waking up in your own private villa, breathing in the fresh air of Ensenada, Mexico, starting your day with yoga under the open sky, followed by a gentle hike through lavender fields, then sitting down to the most nourishing organic farm-to-table meal, all while being guided through my signature 7 Pillars of Abundance to completely set yourself up for success, not only for the rest of 2025, but beyond. This is the Manifest Your Dream Life Retreat, a luxurious, transformative experience happening this fall at the world-class Monte Valle Resort. And because you're a podcast listener, I have something extra special just for you. You'll receive a complimentary spa massage and a vitamin drip therapy treatment because your healing and your glow deserve priority. Spots are intentionally limited to keep it intimate and powerful, and podcast listeners get first access. So go ahead and head to the show notes and claim your spot before it sells out. This is your season to rest, receive, and manifest your dream life. See you in Mexico.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Today, we're talking to Dr. Tom O'Brien. He is a world-renowned doctor, speaker, gut health specialist. We were talking about the metal, heavy metals and plastics and all this toxicity that causes inflammation in the body. What recommendations or protocols do you recommend to help us get this out of our body so we can start reducing that inflammation that's causing us so many problems?
That's a really good question. And may I back up for a moment as to why this is such an important topic for people?
Sure.
The average male lives to about 78 years old. The average female, about 83. Women live on average about 5 years longer. But the average healthy lifespan for men and women is 62.1, meaning by that time, they're on drugs of some type. They've got a diagnosis of something going on. You know, in your case, which you've brought up as an example, you live a clean life, a healthy life, but you've been diagnosed with an autoimmune condition.
Yes.
So that's so very common. So I say to people all the time, Mrs. Patient, I don't know if I'm going to be able to extend your lifespan. We don't know. We don't know. We'll find out when you die. You know, I don't know. I don't know. However, we certainly can increase your healthy lifespan so that the gap, that 20 years of disability, we can shorten that gap between healthy lifespan and total lifespan, whatever the total is. That's the goal. That's the primary goal, my suggestion, as opposed to taking a little extra caffeine or nicotine and getting buzzed a bit, you know, and functioning better for a little while until you crash from it. You know, the whole world of enhancement is one that misses how do I increase the healthy lifespan, not just function better today. Because when you start addressing what's under the surface here that's been going on for a while, let me give you an example of that with the brain, if I may.
Sure.
In 2017, most newspapers in the country headlines were Medicare is going to go bankrupt in 20 years because of Alzheimer's. And you, perhaps you remember that it was a big concern and the numbers were shocking to see, you know, what are we going to do? And the government put a commission together and to figure out what to do. Lots of world-class scientists. It took them 2 years to write their report. And when they wrote their report on February 20th of 2020, no one paid attention to it. Absolutely no one. Because that's when the virus came out. And so no one paid attention. But what did they say? They did a graph in there that showed first you're healthy. Then you have this, what was referred to as a benign period, or the geek term is prodromal period of inflammation that's causing tissue damage in your brain. Prodromal means before symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
The prodromal period they identified goes for 20 to 25 years. So for 20 to 25 years, you've got elevated inflammation in your brain, killing off brain cells, killing off brain cells, killing off brain cells. until eventually you start making jokes. Oh, I'm getting old. I don't remember the way I used to. Ha ha. Well, how old are you? Well, I'm 38. No, that's not supposed to happen. No, that's a pathology. And that goes for 7 to 10 years. This is according to this commission report. 7 to 10 years of mild cognitive impairment. Then you get diagnosed with early Alzheimer's. So when you understand that these diseases are going on in the prodromal period for decades, you then ask, for example, in your case with Hashimoto's, most likely, same thing, it's been going on for decades. I've done many, many talks on autoimmunity. Yes. It's been going on for decades, something that you weren't aware of being a problem. Mm-hmm. For example, a very common trigger is bisphenol A, BPA. It loves your thyroid. It binds to your thyroid. And people who have contact lenses, and they're using the contact solution that's full of BPA, and it goes right into your system, and it might bind with your thyroid. Now your immune system that's just checking your entire body out says, whoa, what's that over there? That doesn't look like a thyroid cell. That's a thyroid something cell, and it's BPA on your thyroid. I better fight that. Now you make antibodies to attack that complex that's called a neoepitope, BPA thyroid. And you attack that, and that starts the inflammation in your thyroid. So BPA is not the only trigger by any means, but it's a very common. Just Google BPA and thyroid. And
so, like, I sleep with a plastic night guard, and I have for 10 years. That plastic night guard could be making my thyroid inflamed because there's plastic, and I'm sleeping and breathing it every night.
That's exactly right. That's the proper line of thinking.
Right.
So the next point is you go back to your dentist and say, what's this made of? And find me something made out of silicone that's safer. You know, like my wife uses silicone cookware because it doesn't chip, it doesn't break, and she stirs, you know, and scoops, and she's got a whole set of that stuff. Right?
Yeah.
So that's the way to think, though, is start investigating. How am I throwing gasoline on the fire?
Exactly. Because I'm so careful not to drink water out of a plastic cup. You know, this is metal. Who knows if this is giving me metal detoxification, but it's like, then where is the BPA coming from? And my mind's like, oh, the night guard. There you go.
Good catch. Really good catch. That's a valid one. I had that exact situation with a 17-year-old celiac boy in Brazil. That he wasn't healing. He really wasn't healing. So we did a total tox burden to see what other factors there might be besides gluten, loaded with this chemical, completely loaded, and it was from his mouth guard.
There you go. So we're talking about, you know, mouth guards and bottled water. Are there any other shocking sources of toxins that we're exposed to every day that we might not even be aware of?
My goodness. Yeah. 2016, they published a study in Chicago. 346 pregnant women in the 8th month of pregnancy. And they did urine tests looking at how many phthalates do they have in their urine. And phthalates is the category of chemicals used to mold plastic. Mm-hmm. BPA is one of them, but there are many others. And they looked at the top five. And they put the results into quartiles. Those with the highest amount, the next, the third, and the lowest amount. And they followed the offspring of those pregnancies. And when the children turned 7 years old, the researchers reached back out and said, hi, hope you've had great 7 years, time to run those tests on your children now, all free, you know, and they did the Wechsler IQ test on, the official IQ test. Every child whose mother was in the highest category of phthalates in urine in pregnancy, compared to the children whose mothers were in the lowest category, every child in the highest category, their IQ was 7 points lower. 6.7 to 7.4 points lower. Now, that doesn't mean anything to anybody until you understand a 1-point difference in IQ is noticeable. A 7-point difference is the difference between a child working really hard, getting straight A's in school, and a child working really hard, really working, getting straight C's. This child doesn't have a chance in hell of ever excelling. And then you just start Googling for the studies on what's called fetal programming. What happens to the baby in utero? How are they developing? What's the program of their body development? And you see that the chemicals that mom has accumulated in her body and dad are impacting on baby's growth and development. That's why my next book, the working title, Healthy Conception, Healthy Pregnancy, Healthy Delivery, Happy Baby. Because the goal here is that couples of childbearing age get tested before they ever try to get pregnant to see, do you have too much lead in your body right now? Well, I feel fine. That doesn't matter how you feel, because this stuff accumulates for years in your body. I want every child of every couple of childbearing age to just do the test and see, is their body ready? And it'll be shocking. I promise. We don't get normals back on a first test because our whole country is being exposed to so many toxins in the food, in the water, in the air. Indoor air pollution is worse than outdoor air pollution in most areas. And if you don't know about how to use houseplants to, you know, just go to my website, thedr.com/plant, and download the handouts from NASA on how houseplants absorb the toxins in the air. And then you get houseplants in your house, and it helps. It's not the sure cure for everything, but it helps. And you have to detox, but you don't know what to detox if you don't test. That's why I say this cute little phrase, in God we trust, all others require data.
Exactly. So, I mean, I have an air filter in every room. I have a whole home water filter. What other ways can I protect myself and my family from environmental toxins?
Where do phthalates come from? Most people don't know. If you store your leftover food in plastic containers, the next day the food's got phthalates in it. Your chicken has got phthalates in it. Wait, what? Yeah. So
throw your Tupperware out, everyone. Get glass containers, which I've done. But if you order something from like Postmates, DoorDash, if you get anything to go from a restaurant, it's either in styrofoam or plastic containers. And that's where they're putting the hot food from the restaurant.
That's right. That's exactly right. That is a huge problem. And so people don't think about that kind of thing until they do the total tox test. And when they see that they are 800% outside the safe zone on a particular chemical, and that chemical is used in plastic containers, then it becomes more important for them.
Mm-hmm. So how do we detox our body? Are there any supplements, lemon juice first thing in the morning, green tea?
There are things that help. One more on about sources besides plastic containers, very common, cosmetics.
Oh, yes.
They don't have to tell you what's in the cosmetics. They had that legislation passed. They paid off the government officials so that they can say trade secret. And they don't have to tell you what's in your shampoo or your soap.
In America, but in Europe, they have outlawed 3,000 common ingredients in American cosmetics and personal care products.
Exactly,
so
right.
Actually, the person who was on this podcast before this episode, Melissa Myers, she talked about cleaning her cosmetics and her personal care products and gave us a lot of recommendations. And I actually threw away most of my cosmetics because I found out that they were toxic. Yeah. And she gave us some great clean brands. We don't even think that our makeup could be making
that is toxic. A crucial episode for everyone to watch, every woman to watch. Yep. Now, but I must take issue that if you don't do the tests, to find out what chemicals you've got in your body that have accumulated, and you get rid of your cosmetics, but you still have these other sources because you haven't thought, oh, wow, I'm really high in 2,4-diethylmethane. Wow, wow. And where does that come from? Oh, my gosh, that is if you don't go through that process, the likelihood that doing the general recommendations is going to extend healthy lifespan by reducing your inflammation is not high.
Mm.
You've got to find out what is the map to your highway of health. And the only way you know is by finding out what's your current status. Look, the brain weighs about 2% of the body weight. But at any one time, it's got 16 to 18% of the body blood in the brain. And your blood's just a highway. That's all it is a highway. Everything's going the same direction, but it's a highway. And if you've got a lot of inflammatory molecules on the highway right now, if your immune system is highly activated trying to protect you, and you don't know what it's trying to protect you from because you've not checked, and so that those inflammatory markers sit in the brain longer than in any other tissue, killing off brain cells, killing off brain cells, killing off brain cells. That's why you have to check. That's why the tests are the NeuroZoomer Plus, the Total Tox Burden, the Wheat Zoomer, and the Gut Zoomer. There's 10 more that sometimes we do when I'm working with a patient one-on-one to find the big picture, but that's where you start.
And does insurance cover these tests? Are they expensive for the average person listening?
As far as I know, insurance does not cover them. They're considered experimental. And for those four tests, I think, please don't hold me to this.
Everybody's different, but yeah.
Ballpark, I think it's about $1,200.
Okay. And if someone was on a budget and they just wanted to do one or two of those four tests, which would be the first and the second most important?
Total Tox and Wheat Zoomer.
Okay. Total Tox and Wheat Zoomer. Everybody, you are listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're so happy you're here. We're going to cut to a quick break. And when we're going to come back, Dr. Tom is going to tell us what we can do to help detox our bodies. Thanks for listening. And we'll be right back. Everyone, welcome back. We're here with Dr. Tom O'Brien. He is telling us exactly how, and I know that he mentioned to get these tests, but in general, what are some great detoxification protocols that you've seen good success with?
The first is hydration. You have to be well hydrated so that your body can move the stuff out. Well, what does that mean? It's a third of an ounce per pound body weight. And if you are sweating a lot, if you're using sauna, which is a very good idea, infrared saunas or any sauna, but infrared is a bit more potent and less aggressive, then it goes up to a half ounce per pound. If you're doing sauna three times a week, which is part of a good detox program, and then you have to replace electrolytes, but half ounce of water per pound body weight per day. Critically important. We start every day here. Part of my job is making the coffee in the morning and our water that I take two big glasses of water for my wife and I.
How big? How many ounces?
I put a scoop. I don't know. I guess they're 10 ounces. This size, whatever that size
is. 16 ounces. Yeah.
Okay. 16. I put in a scoop of Vitality C. It's 4,000 milligrams of an alkaline-based vitamin C that has ribose, so it gives your mitochondria a little extra kick, and a scoop of Pectisol, a potent anti-inflammatory, very safe, gentle anti-inflammatory.
How do you spell that?
Pectasol.
And that's the name of the brand?
That's the product.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you put that in your water.
Yeah, and there's over 100 studies on Pectisol with many different diseases, cancers and cognitive decline and kidney diseases. And it's safe and effective to reduce the inflammation in your body. You still have to find out how you're throwing gasoline on a fire, of course. And the next is movement. You know, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, they published a paper, I think it was 2 years ago now, the magic number was 9,828 steps per day. 10,000 steps a day reduces your risk of dementia by 54%.
Hmm.
54%. And it didn't matter if you had the Alzheimer's gene. They still benefited from 10,000 steps a day. So if you don't use it, you'll lose it. We've all heard that. But just simple exercising, just simple walking is so beneficial. Next, depending on where you are in your health journey. So for some people, they can't do this, but most people can. A mini trampoline. A mini trampoline, it's ages old. It's so simple. It's not fancy, but does it ever work? Because it works every cell in your body. Gravity, anti-gravity, gravity, antibody. It works your lymphatic system. And your lymphatic system is the garbage collector in the body. So as long as you're well hydrated, you want to mobilize your lymphatic system to pull the toxins out, empty the garbage cans. And so I've never seen anything that is as effective as a mini trampoline. I like to jump rope on a mini trampoline. So I get a little extra with, and I use weighted handles on the jump.
So how many minutes a day do we need to bounce on a mini trampoline to activate our
really good question.
System?
The way you determine the amount of exercise per day is by monitoring your cardiovascular system. You wear a pulse monitor, and the goal is 180 minus your age, plus or minus 5.
Okay, so, I have one on now.
There you go. And you want one with an alarm so that when you go above that range, it goes beep, 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 beep. Really? Really? No, I'm not exercising that hard. Hey, it's beeping. Slow down. It doesn't matter what you think you should be doing. What matters is what your cardiovascular system is actually doing. And if you're in your aerobic range, 180 minus your age, plus or minus 5, that's if your resting pulse is 72. If you have a lower resting pulse, some people have a resting pulse because they're athletic. The resting pulse is 60, as an example. So it wouldn't be 180. You subtract 12 from 180. So that's 168 minus your age, plus or minus 5. So that you're staying in your aerobic range. Mm-hmm. When you're in your aerobic range, you burn fat for fuel. When you go higher than your aerobic range, you burn muscle. So my patient last week, a 56-year-old Pilates yoga instructor, 6 days a week on a treadmill at an angle, really working it. Her body composition is 23% body fat, way too high for someone that's working that hard. Why is it so high? Because she's doing anaerobic exercise. Her pulse is way too high. And when she slows down, it's going to start burning fat for fuel, and her body composition will start to come down. A nice goal for the average woman, 18 to 22% body fat. That's a nice range to be in. If you want to be athletic, 16 to 18, it's great. You know, not that hard. It's just the consistency and doing it properly that makes the difference.
And women who listen to this show are mostly in midlife, and I think we don't realize that if we do the CrossFit and the sprinting and the HIIT training at this age, it actually creates cortisol in our body, which creates stress and inflammation. And cortisol, you know, messes up your hormones and it creates the cortisol belly. So it's kind of what you were saying. Sometimes when you ratchet it down, you can get better results in your exercise than when you
over-exercise. That's exactly right. You want to extend a healthy lifespan, you stay in your aerobic range. I mean, if you just love the juice of sprinting, you know, once in a while, okay, once a week, you're going to do a training session. But the majority of your training stays in your aerobic range, and you will see your body fat composition come down and down. Your energy comes up and up. Your vitality comes up and up because you're not carrying as much fat. You've got more lean muscle mass. That's a very healthy visual to target for it.
So what are some superfoods or drinks other than the water? Are there any certain teas or coffees or juices or foods that you feel are great for reducing inflammation? And which food or drink should we be avoiding?
Critical. There's so much. fish oils are critically important. The omega-3 fats, the really good fats, they make up 40% of your brain cell walls. And, you know, the way your brain cells work is, you know, if you go to a Chinese restaurant, if you sit at a big table, they've got Lazy Susans in the middle of the table, yeah. Right? And then the food goes around in that.
Yeah.
The way your brain cells work, your brain cells, the walls of your brain cells have Lazy Susans. And what happens, one brain cell makes some chemicals, it goes through the brain cell membrane to the next brain cell that adds some chemicals. And then the next brain cell to add some chemicals. That's how our brains function. 40% of the wall is made up of the omega-3 fats, specifically DHA, a really good omega-3 fat. When you've been eating French fries and ding-dongs and ho-hos for most of your life, and you're trying to clean it up now, but you still have the occasional pastry, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, your body is made of what you eat. So your brain cells, you've got rusty, lazy Susans, and we call it brain fog. But it's, you know, and that's why the Journal of the American Medical Association published 15, 20 years ago, give children with attention deficit the omega-3 fats, and in 6 months, their attention deficit has regressed, and they're back to normal function.
Because that's amazing. So how much should we be taking? How many milligrams of omega-3s, and how can we avoid mercury?
Yeah, the really important questions. There was a couple of papers that came out saying if you're taking less than 1,000 milligrams, it's a waste of time. And it's I shouldn't say a waste of time, but you weren't getting the results in terms of brain enhancement function that you want. So it's somewhere between 3 and 6 thousand milligrams. So that's 3 to 6 grams a day.
3 to 6 based on your body weight?
Say it again.
Is it based on your body weight? How many milligrams?
It is based on your body weight. Yeah, thank you for that. That's most important. It's always based on your body weight. I'm just assuming your audience. But there's a couple of different types of omega-3s that are the very best on the market. And I don't work for these companies.
Yeah.
One is, the company is called Big Bold Health. Mm-hmm. And they have a wonderful, wonderful exclusive on a grain called Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat. It's the most potent grain on the planet. Full of polyphenols and good things for you. And my wife makes cookies out of it and scones, gluten-free scones, gluten-free cookies, and include some of the tartary buckwheat in there. But they also have North Alaskan fish oil capsules, the purest oils that you can possibly get. And they contain something called specialized pro-resolving mediators, SRMs. SRMs are potent at reducing inflammation. Very important. So in our home, we do two different types of fish oils, my wife and I. My son, he can't take these SRMs because they're big horse capsules, and he's 4 years old.
Yeah.
So he can't take those. But the other fish oils we take come from Brain Bean Nutrition. My friend owns that company, and he is meticulous about the highest quality, purest ingredients, and formulas that make a difference. Brain Bean Nutrition. And his it's called Omega DHA, and is specifically designed to enhance your brain function. So there's more of the DHA than the other omega-3 called EPA, So it's more focused on brain membrane connection, wiring, so you get better messaging going in from your brain. So we take, I take four of the brain omegas and two of the Big Boat Health is the company for the Alaskan fish oil. So I take two of those and four brain omegas a day. And I'm at about 175 pounds. So you can drop it down a little bit if you're below that. But the way you know for sure, you know, I'm giving you shotgun recommendations, which I don't like to do, but I know on a show like this, you want to give them stuff like that. The way you know is you do a finger prick test to see what your omega 369 ratio. And when you do a simple finger prick test and the test results come back, say, oh my gosh, I'm really low in omega 3s, but I take 2000 milligrams a day. Well, you need more, right? So yeah. In God we trust, all others require data. I never give dosage recommendations to my patients unless we know how much they need, right?
Yeah, and you can get that fingerprint prick test for omegas the same place from your, you get the other tests?
Brain Bean Nutrition has omega.
Okay.
Finger prick test. It's a simple test, and I do it for the entire family. And you will be startled. You know, if you have four people in the family, two or three of them are going to be low. Well, but we're taking fish oils every day. But you need more.
And what about other things? Green tea, coffee?
Yes.
What else? Tell us what else to take.
Oh, there's so much. Well, now I guess I'm going to do a commercial.
That's okay.
I put a packet together. They're called the GS packs, the gluten sensitivity packs. They're designed to supply 22 different nutrients to heal the leaky gut, which happen to have so many other benefits throughout your body. It's six pills. It's in a packet. Mrs. Patient, can you take one packet a day? Yes, I can. So you're not opening six bottles. It's one packet a day. And when you take, and you know, when I'm on flights with flight attendants, I'll stand, you know, I'll go talk to them for a while just to get up from sitting down because I fly across the Atlantic a lot. And we talk about the radiation. I tell them about the radiation they're getting exposed to. When you fly, solar flares occur in 11-year cycles. And at the peak of an 11-year cycle, when you fly from New York to LA, you're getting the radiation of seven chest x-rays. Every time you fly.
Wow.
At the low end of the 11-year cycle, it's 2 to 3 chest x-rays every time you fly. So that this is why flight attendants have the worst history of reproductive disorders of any profession, and why pilots have the highest incidence of lymphoma of any profession, because they're sitting in an aluminum box being exposed to radiation all the time. So for them, I tell them, look, 3 days before and 3 days after, so 6-7 days around when you fly, you're taking 2 to 3 packs a day. Well, I fly every week. Well, then you're living on 2 to 3 packs a day. I'd much rather you have expensive urine, you know, and not be able to use all of it, because these ingredients act like sponges to soak up the damage from chemical toxicity, from radiation exposure. So you're, I'd rather you have a little too much, as long as it's safe, it is, than not enough.
So this is a product that you manufacture, these packs of detoxifying supplements? And
that's correct. They're called GS Packs, and they're on my website, thedr.com.
Great. Well, we would love to have it in the show notes, and maybe you can give our listeners a special promo code. We're going to cut to one more commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about practical changes that we can make today to start detoxing our life, our gut, and our brain. Thanks for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. And we're so grateful to you guys because of you and sharing the show. We've been in the top 100 podcasts in the United States out of millions of podcasts in the category of education. And we are just loving the word of mouth and people telling, hey, listen to this podcast if you want to up-level your life.
high achievers know this. Just because you can push through fatigue doesn't mean you should. We've been told that exhaustion is normal, especially in midlife, but it's not. Vita Essentials is an NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD+, boosting mitochondrial health, mental clarity, and cellular energy. This formula isn't just filler-free. It's packed with clinically selected ingredients like CoQ10, paraxanthine, and resveratrol. If you're ready to supplement smarter, not harder, then Vita Essentials is for you. Because peak performance in midlife is not only possible, it's powerful. What if your skincare did more than just smooth fine lines or give you a glow? What if it helped you feel calmer, clearer, and more like yourself every single day? That's exactly what I found with Skin to Mind, a luxurious 3-step ritual that doesn't just treat your skin, it supports your whole mental health. In just 3 easy steps morning and night, I feel like I'm giving my nervous system a reset and my skin a second chance. No overwhelm, no 10-step routine, just intentional, elevated skincare that makes you look radiant and feel deeply grounded. Because when you feel good in your skin, everything else flows. Ready to experience skincare that loves you back? Head to the show notes for your exclusive discount code on Skin to Mind and step into your new favorite ritual.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking to Dr. Tom O'Brien. He is coming to us from Italy, giving us some amazing insights into our health, our gut-brain access. On the show, we are all about practical, actionable tips that we can do. So give us 3 powerful, practical changes we can make today to start detoxing our life and our body.
Okay. It depends on where you live. I'm going to give you an example. 146 children, average age 14.5, who unfortunately died of something in Mexico City, trauma or disease. Every single one of them had evidence of early Alzheimer's. 146 kids, every single one of them.
14-year-olds.
Yes. When they look at adults, average age 24, I think it was, healthy adults in Mexico City, every single, no, that's not correct. 75% of them had finger to nose problems. They couldn't keep balance. They had problems with processing information. 75% of them. Air pollution, you breathe it, it goes right up to the memory center of your brain. That's where it goes. So the first thing you want to do, depending on where you live, but the first thing you want to do is purify the air that you and your family have around you all the time. Mm-hmm. The way you do that, air filtration systems, like you said, Rebecca, you have in your home, and get the handout on my website, thedr.com/plant. Read the studies from NASA. 2 6-inch houseplants in a 10 by 10 room. Absorb 74% of the toxins in the air. And you get houseplants in every room, the bathroom, every room. Well, I don't have a green thumb. They're going to die. Then you buy more.
Because right.
You want to protect your family from these unseen dangers. Blue Cross Blue Shield published in early 2020. Once again, no one paid attention to it because that's when the virus came out. They said, we've got a real problem here. And they said, in the previous 4-year period, there was a 407% increase in claims for mild Alzheimer's in 30 to 44-year-olds. 407% increase in 4 years.
That's a lot.
Wait, what?
Yeah, 400%? Like, what? What happened?
Yeah. They finally, the amount of toxins our young people, I don't want people, I want people to understand, test, find out, where you are right now on the scale of levels of toxins in your body. And where are you on the scale of inflammation, killing off brain cells, killing off brain cells? Because the NeuroZoomer Plus looks at 53 different markers of inflammation in your brain. There's no test like it in the world. And its accuracy is 97 to 100%. You can't argue with the science now. So what I suggest that people, you want to do something that you can do right now? So if you're getting that, what I'm saying is, wait, what? What? Last year, I spent 13 months, my wife and I, mostly together, sometimes I was solo. We went to 7 different countries. I interviewed 64 world leaders on inflammation in the body and asking them questions and what do we do and all that. And I put this together. It's called The Inflammation Equation. And it's free. And when you watch this, you go, wow, wait, wow. Because I talk about the Blue Cross Blue Shield study, you know, and I talk about why is that happening and where is it happening from. We talk about Mexico City and then about chemtrails and what's in the chemtrails that we're breathing. And so people get an under, the, wait, what? And about plastic containers and nail polish, you know, the phthalates and nail polish in your bloodstream in 4 minutes. You know, so you get organic nail polish that doesn't have phthalates. But if you don't know this stuff, you're not going to do it. And there's so much. That's why the inflammation equation, we've had hundreds of thousands who have watched this now.
Where can we watch it on your website? The Inflammation
Equation. Theinflammationequation.com.
Okay.
Theinflammationequation.com. It's about 45 minutes a day for 9 days. And it's like, wow. And we put workbooks together, you know, and all of that. But I want to change how you think. I don't want you to think, well, if I do this and this, I'm going to extend my healthy lifespan. No. When you reduce your inflammation, pulling on the chain, then you're going to extend your healthy lifespan. Because if you don't address the triggers of inflammation in your body, you can ramp up your thyroid to function better. You can ramp up your brain with stimulants. But if the inflammation is still under the surface, you're not extending your healthy lifespan. You're going to crash. Mm-hmm. It's going to hit you somewhere. And, you know, nobody talks like this to people. But I've got to say, you know, look, I've been at this for 45 years now, and it's like, enough. I'm tired of seeing my friends or my patients die of something. And they came to me for rheumatoid. The rheumatoid's gone, but they died of something else, right? Early in life.
Sleeping with the internet on your phone? Should we put our phones in airplane mode? What about the Bluetooth in your ear? Household cleaners? What is your opinion on all of that?
What you're going to learn in the inflammation equation is that there's four categories that four categories that we always have to look at with every and any health condition. Mm-hmm. The first category is your structure. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was a chiropractor, and I saw miracles sometimes by fixing structure. Sometimes, that's unbelievable. You know, recurrent miscarriages or a woman spotting in her fourth month of pregnancy for the last 2 weeks, and she comes in, and in one day it's gone. It's back to normal, and then she has a healthy pregnancy. Sometimes it's a structural problem that's causing whatever symptom you may have, sometimes. Next is biochemistry. That's where everyone spends their life. What do I eat? What do I drink? What do I take? Biochemistry. Right. Very important, but it's just one of the four, right? Mm-hmm. Next is the emotional, spiritual. And I know, Rebecca, you've got experience with that. You've shared in some other venues that stressful time in life, and you had to get through it, and you did great, and you came out the other side, extending your healthy lifespan. It was the emotional, spiritual that you had to address also.
Yes.
And last, and the newest, electromagnetic.
Yes.
You think it's okay to put a battery next to your brain? Really? You think it's okay? Well, my doctor says, ask your doctor how much training he has in electromagnetic pollution. Zero. They don't know. You know, back in the 1950s, the newspapers and the government told us these above-ground nuclear blasts were safe. Don't worry about them. In the 1960s and into the 70s, they were telling us cigarette smoking is safe. And here's the cigarettes that doctors recommend most, Camels, right? In the 1980s, we were told margarine was safe, right? It's marketing. It's the marketing that we're at the expense of. These are not safe. That's why it's always on speaker when I'm on the phone or I've got a headset that minimizes it. You can't put a battery in your ear. It's just not safe. So
a headset's different than a Bluetooth.
Say it once again.
The headset is different than the Bluetooth.
That is correct. It reduces. There's still some transfer, but much less. Yeah. And there's something that you can get and put on the headset that eliminates any current whatsoever.
So when you sleep, is your phone on airplane mode or is it in a different room?
I'm blessed to have a friend, Fran Drescher. And when I interviewed
the
Fran,
nanny?
The nanny, when I interviewed Fran, I said, Fran, what's the most recent thing you've done for your health? And she said, oh, my God, just today, the electrician left. I put a switch next to my bed that turns off all of the electromagnetics in the house. I'm not frying my brain anymore. You know, and we're all laughing and laughing. But yeah, we turn off. Actually, my wife has wired the house. We don't have wireless internet in the house anymore. And if we want wireless internet, we have to go turn a switch on for wireless internet if friends come over with their computer or something, like, or if we're outside. So you can minimize. You don't have to eliminate, but you minimize. Once you understand how you're throwing gasoline on the fire, and you've done the tests that tell you how much fire is in your body right now, then you begin implementing these protocols one by one. You'll learn a lot of them in the inflammation equation. Mm-hmm. And when you implement these protocols, 6 months later, you test again. And out of 53 markers in your brain, if you had 24 of them elevated, and now you have 6, you're on the right track. You're doing really good. Keep it up. That's how you know that you're extending your healthy lifespan, is to test and then retest after you've applied some rational principles.
Well, this has been a fascinating conversation. I know my listeners are going to want to learn more about your books, your teachings. Where can they find you online? What is your website and what is your social media handle?
Oh, thank you. The website's thedr.com. And I have no idea what my social media handle is. You know, we have Instagram and Facebook and all that, and I just don't know. I'm sorry. I should, but
it's okay. I will look it up. And if you had a billboard that said one thing for the world to drive by every day and be reminded of, what would your billboard say?
What would my billboard say? What would my billboard say? Well, that's a wonderful question. Well, I have something that my creed in life, but it's the Walt Whitman poem, "This is the true joy in life, the being used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one, the being a force of nature instead of a selfish, feverish little clod of ailments and grievances, complaining the world will not devote itself to making you happy." And it goes on.
If you rewrote that, it would say a selfish clod of inflammation.
There you go. That's good. I'll agree with that.
You can use that at your next speech. So his Instagram is at the Dr. Tom O'Brien. Everyone, thank you for listening to another wonderful episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are aligning our life in 7 pillars of abundance: spiritual, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, and financial. And we are achieving success through alignment, not the hustle and grind. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.
Have you ever opened your eyes and already felt drained or hit a wall by 2 p.m.? Even after doing all the biohacks, you're not alone. Thousands of us are walking around with low cellular energy and we don't even know it. That's why I take Vita Essentials. It's a high-quality NMN supplement that helps your body naturally produce NAD+, the molecule that powers your mitochondria, brain, and body. One or two capsules a day equals long-term energy, clarity, and strength from the inside out. Because running on empty is not a vibe I'm bringing into this next chapter, go ahead and grab a discount in the show notes. Most skincare only cares about what you see in the mirror, but Skin to Mind is the first of its kind, a luxurious three-step ritual that works not just on your skin, but on your mind. It's the first skincare line to explore the skin-brain axis. It's been scientifically shown to help women feel 94% happier and calmer. Let that sink in. This isn't just about glowing skin. It's about feeling more grounded, more radiant, more you. And it only takes three simple steps morning and night. No overwhelm, no guesswork. Just an elevated, luxurious ritual that helps you reset, restore, and reconnect. Because beauty isn't just skin deep. It's soul deep. Go ahead and go to the show notes and grab yourself a discount code and try Skin to Mind for yourself. Your skin and your nervous system. Well, thank you. You guys, here's what I really love about Vita Essentials. It's not hype. It's cellular science you can feel. Most NAD plus supplements don't actually work because your body can't use NAD directly. The molecule is too big. Vita Essentials gives you NMN, the bioavailable precursor your body needs to make real, usable NAD plus for energy and cellular repair. The result? Clearer thinking, more strength, less crash. So if you're tired of being tired, support your energy at the source, your cells. Go to link in show notes to grab your discount code.